Track 21. Music, the universal language.
You won't believe what I just got.
Okay, the suspense is killing me. What did you get?
The new Guns N' Roses CD called Chinese Democracy. It must be the second coming or something for them to finally release this album.
Yeah, I mean, how long has it been? About 20 years since their last one?
Something like that. It might blow, but you know, I gotta at least check it out.
Yeah, I'm not too hot about Guns N' Roses. More of a jazz guy myself.
I dig jazz sometimes. Depends on the mood. Can be a little repetitive, you know? I do like Miles Davis a lot. I used to have Bitches Brew, and what a wild CD that one is.
Pure genius. I do get into rock sometimes, but I'm more into classic rock. Love Pink Floyd, Zeppelin, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I guess I'm starting to show my age a little.
Yeah, all those bands are great and all, but I've heard their music so much that I just totally got burned out. I really love punk and post-punk. You know, bands like The Clash, The Ramones, The Talking Heads, and even more modern bands like Nirvana and Sonic Youth.
I don't know. Most of the modern rock today is just noise. Cobain only screamed a lot, and I think he was quite overrated as a guitar player. Now Hendrix, Page, and Clapton, those were some players.
Of course, they're legends. But I get sick of blues chords after a while. Guys like The Edge of U2 and Kurt Cobain brought something fresh to the game, in my opinion.
Well, I do agree with your interest in the Talking Heads. I like their fusion of punk and world music. I know that their singer even did a duet with Caetano Veloso in Brazil.
Yeah, world music is pretty cool too. I really thought that Buena Vista Social Club was interesting. I never really thought I would love Latin music, but it was so emotional and romantic.
That's what I love the most about music. You know, the emotion that transcends all borders and is like the universal language.
Wow, that sounded like a United Nations line there, but you nailed it. I think it was Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones who said that he didn't write the music. The music already existed in the universe, and he was simply a medium for that higher power or something like that.